Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain after midnight with a low of 41. And that's a look at your weather from the Q.
Welcome back to North White High School for game three of our triple header tonight in girls basketball play in Class A as West Central 4-17 takes on South Newton 14-6. I'm Bob Kurtz. I'll take you through this pregame show. Josh Stringfellow standing by when the third game starts in just a few minutes. Kevin Wenzel is 17-49 in his third year as coach at West Central. Joe Keller is 28-42 in his third year at South Newton. West Central last played on January 26th, losing to Washington Township 39-30, while South Newton last played also on the 26th, defeating Tri-County at home 47-34. The Lady Rebels finished second to North White in the Midwest Conference standings for this year. Versus common foes, West Central 1-4, South Newton 3-2. West Central's opponents are 209 and 228. South Newton's opponents are 121 and 150. It's been a lopsided series between these two schools over the last 22 meetings. West Central holds an 18-4 edge. The Lady Rebels won this year's contest 45-33 on December the 8th. West Central comes in losing about three straight games and averaging only 32.2 points per game, allowing 47.4. South Newton comes in averaging 41 points per game and allowing 37.3, and the Rebels are currently on a five-game winning streak. Looking at some of the statistics for West Central, they're led in scoring by Tori Culp at 8.2 points per game. Next in line is Shiloh Wenzel at 7.2 points per game to go along with 5.1 rebounds, 3.3 assists. Next up is Larissa Patton at 5.9 points per game to go along with 5 rebounds per contest. And then Camille Wietrich is averaging 3.4 points per game. The Trojans come in shooting 31% from two-point range, 27% from three-point range, and 57% at the free throw line. On the other hand, South Newton's shoots as a team from two-point range, 35%, 22% from three-point range, and 58% from the free throw line. South Newton led by all everything, senior Jamie Deedham averaging 16.4 points per game. She is the leading scorer in the South Newton girls basketball history. She also averages 3.5 rebounds, 2.2 assists, and 3 steals per game. Next up is Haley Warren, the senior point guard, averages 9.4 points, 4.6 rebounds, 3.6 assists, and 2.9 steals per game. Next up is Malaya Embry at 6.5 points per game to go along with 6.4 rebounds. Chanel Embry averages 5.4 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. And then that's most of the scoring right there for the Lady Rebels. Coming back on the pregame show with an interview with South Newton coach Joe Keller, you're listening to the North White Girls Basketball Sectional on 97.7 FM WLQI.
Announcing big news, so big they threw a parade. Stanley Steamer's now certified asthma and allergy friendly because they remove so many allergens from your home. Testing proves Stanley Steamer removes an average of 94% of allergens from carpet and 96% of allergens from tile and hardwood. Call 219-866-5101 or schedule online at stanleysteamer.com.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer, your certified cleaner.
Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
Today. Bring your special someone to the Good Table Family Restaurant for Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th, and choose one of these colossal meals for only $25. Succulent filet mignon and lobster tail, cooked to perfection roast prime rib, juicy ribeye steak and lobster tail, spot-on broiled pork chops, seaworthy lobster tail and jumbo shrimp, fresh broiled salmon, or crispy fried catfish fillets. All meals include drink, soup, or salad, and chocolate-covered strawberries. The Good Table Family Restaurant, serving good food to good people for your special Valentine.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarters like no other. Plus, Reem has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Winter's here, and Smith's Ace Farm Store carries everything from multi-fuel stoves, chainsaws, wood splitters, and Generac generators. Smith's Ace Farm Store has the area's largest selection of Carhartt clothing. They also carry Velspar and Clark & Kensington paints. Smith's Ace Farm Store, locally owned and operated since 1971. Smith's Ace Farm Store on the north end of Rensselaer on McKinley Avenue. If it's for the farm or home, Smith's Ace Farm Store in Rensselaer has it in stock.
RMT Transport Morocco is now accepting applications for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany for more information at 219-285-2307. That's 219-285-2307.
Bob Kurtz back on the sectional pregame show just ahead of South Newton and West Central in girls basketball. We're joined by Lady Rebel coach Joe Keller. Joe, good evening. How's it going?
Doing great, thanks.
Well, it's been a rough week for girls sectionals, hasn't it?
Yeah, everything's been pushed back, and, you know, with the weather the way it was, a lot of us didn't get to practice as much as we'd like to, so been a little rough.
Let's go over the regular season. How did the Rebels finish, and how do you think you played during the regular season?
We finished 14-6. We played pretty well at times. We, you know, finished second in the Midwest Conference. We kind of, at the end here, had a nice little winning streak of five games that we put together. We struggled schedule-wise in December. We just had a lot of games and wore on us. But overall, not a bad season.
You take on West Central tonight, another Midwest Conference opponent. Tell us how you did the first game against them.
First time we faced them, I think we won by 13. It was a tight game, though. For whatever reason, we always struggle in that gym against West Central at their place. So it was one of those games. It was, we weren't ever up by a whole lot until the end. We pushed it to 15-17 at the end there, but it was pretty close throughout, and, you know, a shot here, a shot there, and it could have been a little bit different.
And give us a scouting report on West Central.
They've been, offensively, they've been shooting a lot of threes. So they are willing to put up to, 25 or 30 sometimes. They've got about three or four kids who are going to shoot those and have the ability to make those shots. So that's a big concern, because you never know with outside shooters. If somebody gets hot, it can be really tough to recover from that. So, for us defensively, we've got to make sure we cover those outside shooters. They're very good at passing the ball, cutting, passing, screening, in their offensive sets. So defensively, we have to make sure that we take care of denying those cuts and making it just difficult to freely cut and pass like they want to. Offensively for us, we have to move the ball against their zones. They play a couple different zones. They'll even do some box and one type stuff. So we got to make sure that we move the ball and get good shots against those zones.
Are the girls fired up and ready to go tonight?
I think so. We really haven't been able to get together much over the last couple of days. So we'll see. We're switching gears to the postseason. Our kids tend to play well in that situation when there's a little bit more pressure of the postseason the last couple of years. We've had good games, and I'm, you know, we're excited to see how that goes tonight and throughout this whole tournament.
Joe, appreciate the time. Good luck. Go get them tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Joe Keller from the South Newton Lady Rebels has been our guest. Back with more of the sectional pregame show after this. You're listening to high school girls basketball sectional action on 97.7 FM WLQI.
No matter the season, Hopkins Electric in Kentland has everything you need for whatever the problem. Hopkins Electric specializes in electrical supplies as well as repairs and maintenance for any of your electrical problems for commercial, residential, or agricultural buildings or machines. Hopkins also offers high-quality tools, accessories, and garden equipment at a price that you can afford. Visit Hopkins Electric 208 North 3rd Street in Kentland or call them today 219-474-6242.
Do you or someone you know suffer from migraine headaches or restless leg syndrome? Try the Kit Kat Red Light Therapy Bed. Red Light Therapy also rebuilds collagen, reduces fine lines, wrinkles, and rejuvenates your skin. Lay down or stand up while you get your tan on at Kit Kat Tanning, which offers a huge selection of indoor-outdoor tanning lotions, everybody's favorite hemp lotion, moisturizers, and body wash. Kit Kat Tanning on Highway 41 in Kentland, where life is beachy, has a Facebook page. Like and follow it.
Newton County Economic Development are proud sponsors of Newton County Schools, 4-H programs, quality education, and quality of life. When you think Newton County, think Newton County Economic Development. Contact them at 888-663-9866, extension 2601, or go to ncedc@newtoncounty.in.gov and discover Newton County. Newton County Economic Development are proud supporters of high school sports and the South Newton Rebels.
Announcing big news, so big they threw a parade. Stanley Steamer's now certified asthma and allergy friendly because they remove so many allergens from your home. Testing proves Stanley Steamer removes an average of 94% of allergens from carpet and 96% of allergens from tile and hardwood. Call 219-866-5101 or schedule online at stanleysteamer.com.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer, your certified cleaner.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarters like no other. Plus, Reem has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Back at North White, ready for game three. Yeah, folks, you heard it right. We're not done with one game. We're not done with two games. We got three games tonight for you. How about that? And sectional play to boot. What more could you ask for on a Friday night, Josh?
Nothing. And, you know, had a great game there in the first round, and let's hope we can continue it here with South Newton and West Central.
The history-making for us, three games in one night, and sectional games nonetheless. I think we've done four games in one day when we had the day at the Dome for the Midwest Conference in football back many, many years ago. But they were spread out throughout the whole day.
At the KB tournament too, right?
The KB tournament.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, and then we did the boys and girls. That was a wild day there.
Yep.
Unfortunately, those days are about over with. So Kankakee Valley, they won tonight. Can't remember the final score.
63-57. Yep.
Over Valparaiso. So KV will play Hobart, a team that's only won three games, tomorrow night.
Yep.
And hopefully by the time this game over, we'll know where we're going. We're going to be here. Two people are going to be here tomorrow night for Pioneer and Tri-County and North White against the winner of this game, South Newton and West Central. And then our sister station, we don't know where we're going to be yet. So, all right, ready for the starting lineup. Starting lineups today brought to you by MidwayNet.net, your access point to the internet. And West Central is the visiting team here. Yeah, the starters there, Josh?
Yep, starters for West Central, number 11, Tori Culp. Number 13, Dakota Jackson. Number 21, Larissa Patton. Number 25, Camille Wietrich. And number 31, Shiloh Wenzel. And for South Newton, we've got number 5, Jamie Theodem, number 12, Malia Embry, number 13, Haley Warren, number 22, Chanel Embry, and number 33, Alexis Standen.
Well, you've got a crowd right beside you here. You know that?
I bring my supporters wherever I go.
Yes, you do, man. You got a fan club here. They're clapping for you.
That's right.
For reading the starting lineups. Man, that's amazing.
I just bring that type of energy.
Yes, you do, man.
Love to see it.
All right. Both teams being introduced. And we're set to go here. These two teams played earlier. I can't remember the score, Josh. I'm going to make it dig for the score. The first day was an ugly game.
Oh, for
West Central
West
South Newton
Central
earlier.
South Newton. Let's see, they did play earlier in the year.
It wasn't too long ago, I don't think.
They played December 8th.
Okay.
And South Newton won 45-33.
Yeah, it wasn't a high scoring game, but South Newton's had a tremendous year.
They really have.
14-6.
Yep.
Senior laden team, though.
Last 2 years under Joseph Keller have really been outstanding. They played at a high level in the Midwest Conference, and they hope to get a sectional win tonight.
Wheatreak to jump it up against Embry. We're set to go for game 3, and the tip is controlled by Haley Warren. Haley Warren's a spark plug for this offense for South Newton. She's a go-getter, too. She's really an aggressive player. Here is Chanel Embry out top. Right side, down low, ball tipped out of bounds. They tried to get it down low to Malia Embry, tipped out of bounds by West Central. These two teams know each other, and you can hear us, the South Newton crowd behind us, already into the game. And the Josh Stringfellow fan club to his left.
Nice crowd all night here in North
Yes,
White
it has
for,
been.
For all three ball games.
But, of course, all that money goes to IHSA, or most of it, right?
Yep, most of it does.
Warren to Embry. She lays it up and in. That's Chanel Embry. Good pass from Haley Warren, 2-0 Rebels. Wenzel, top of the key, right side, Tori Culp. And here's a hand check foul call on Warren. Haley Warren is an aggressive player. When you're aggressive, though, Josh, sometimes you get in a little foul trouble. Haley's been known to get in foul trouble.
And with only 30 seconds off the clock in the first quarter, she's going to need to tone that back just a bit so she can be on the floor for her team.
And again, West Central is playing without a true point guard, so Culp has it, stolen away by Warren, and Warren's got the breakaway layup. Did she just throw that to Warren?
Stolen by Warren.
Yeah, but did she throw it right to her? I didn't see. I was looking. But
yeah, it looked like it. She.
Here's another turnover, second for the Trojans. Here comes Embry to Embry. Score! That's Malia Embry from Chanel, her twin sister. 6-0. How about that? A minute and 10 in, 6-0, South Newton. Culp for 3. Banks it around and out, no good. But she gets her own rebound.
South Newton starting off very strong here.
Wenzel with an air ball. The rebound is a held ball. It'll belong to West Central.
South Newton is 3-for-3 from the floor, taking 6-0 lead, 6:34 left in the first.
Halftime at Hanover Central, Knox 28, Rensselaer Central 13. Three ball missed by Culp. Dedham's got the rebound for the Rebels. Warren wide open for 3, doesn't take it. Dedham will, and missed it. Gets her own rebound, goes up, lays it up, missed it. And a rebound to Malia Embry, and now Warren goes in. And just what we said, South Newton is small, but they're aggressive rebounders. They've got 3 already to 1 for West Central. And a foul called. Haley Warren will shoot 2.
Looking to extend this Rebel lead to 8 points early in the first quarter.
What a start for Joe Keller's team. Warren makes the first free throw. Haley played a little bit at South Newton, went over to Rensselaer for a year, played there, and then came back and finished in our senior year in style here at South Newton.
And has been a great influence on this South Newton Rebels team.
Warren misses that one. The rebound to Larissa Patton for West Central. Culp has it out high. Wheatreak over to Patton. Patton lost it, turnover, third turnover on West Central. And we saw this Saturday, Warren Tadidum, no shot, no good. Jackson got the rebound. Against Tri-County Saturday, Wenzel, long range three, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. South Newton really attempted to push the ball off a miss, and they really got some easy baskets against Tri-County on Saturday from the push off the fast break.
Well, and that's what they're going to have to do to disrupt North White if they make it to that point in the sectional, Bob, because North White likes to slow it down. They're going to need to speed it up.
Shot by Malaya Ambria's in. Timeout, Kevin Wenzel. 9-0, South Newton over West Central. The South Newton fans are on their feet. 5:23 to go in the first quarter. Timeout, we'll take one as well. You're listening to the North White Girls Basketball Sectional on 97.7 FM WLQI.
Newton County Economic Development are proud sponsors of Newton County Schools, 4-H programs, quality education, and quality of life. When you think Newton County, think Newton County Economic Development. Contact them at 888-663-9866, extension 2601, or go to ncedc@newtoncounty.in.gov and discover Newton County. Newton County Economic Development are proud supporters of high school sports and the South Newton Rebels.
Back at North White, 9-0, and Lady Rebels lead West Central, 5:23 to go in the first.
I'd like to hear from a couple of our sponsors. Where there's help, there's hope. The Newton County Community Services wish the Lady Rebels good luck in the sectional tournament.
All right. Here comes Shiloh Wenzel over to Culp. Culp holding. Near steal by Standish. And now West Central really struggling just to get the ball into the shooting lane. Oh, here's a nice move. The shot missed by number 13, Dakota Jackson, but she's fouled. She'll shoot two. Foul's called on Alexis Standish, her first, team second. Two shots coming for Jackson. Josh, what's she shoot from the line?
Jackson shoots.
Left-hander misses the first one.
21%. No, I'm sorry, 33% from the floor. She's 6 of 18 from the free throw.
0 for 1 right here and 0 for 2. Janelle Embry's got the rebound for the Rebels. Deedham driving the right base, left baseline to Standish. Shot blocked. A rebound to Patton. Here comes West Central trailing by 9, 9-0. Wenzel over to Jackson. Patton drives in, cut off. South Newton plays pretty darn good defense, too.
No, they really do. They get after. They're in the passing lane.
Good help side defense, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. You do not get many easy looks against them.
Patton fumbles it, throws it right to Embry. Embry goes up, missed the layup, but her sister right there and misses it. That was Chanel, missed the first shot. Malaya got the rebound, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two.
So Malaya going to the free throw stripe. And on the season, she is 18 of 32 for 56%.
Left-hander pushes the first one up and in. 10-0. Good run for South Newton to start the game. 4:28 to go in the first quarter. South Newton over West Central, 10-0. Malaya Embry once again. Lefty fires it up. Short this time. Haley Warren's got the rebound. Here's the ball out to Embry. Dribbles it. Back to Warren. Cross court, Deedham. Back to Warren. Wide open for three. Air ball. Out of bounds to South Newton. 4:07 left to go in the first. Western Central hadn't scored yet. They have trouble scoring to begin with.
Yeah, they're 0 for 4. Including two misses.
Here's Culp with a steal. She's got a break. And she lays it in. Corey Culp off the misfired pass by South Newton makes it 10-2. Deedham back to Warren. Warren drives in. to Malia Embry. Shot no good. Patton with the rebound, her third for the Trojans. Culp right side. Behind her back, maroon uniforms for the Trojans. White with red numbers for the Rebels. Culp driving the lane. Picked away by South Newton. Fifth turnover on West Central. Here comes Warren down the lane. And she throws it away. Second turnover on South Newton. Here comes Wietrich on a dribble drive to Wenzel, over to Jackson, to Culp. Left side, guarded by Deedham. Throws it cross court to Wietrich, driving the lane. Stolen away by Deedham. Now the ball's out of bounds to West Central. Lily Hartman in for South Newton, and Emily Pilarski for the Lady Trojans. 10-2, South Newton with 3:03 to go in the first quarter.
Another sub coming in here late for the the Rebels.
Lexi Conradi. Tri-County is a winner tonight over Caston, 54-47, and North White defeated Covenant Christian 61-24. Here it's 10-2, South Newton leading. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jackson shoots it up and misses it. And Malia Embry, or Chanel Embry, just fumbled it out of bounds. Nobody around her.
She's frustrated herself on that one, Bob.
Picked off. How can I miss that? Nobody was near me, and yep. I botched it out of bounds. The ball tipped out of bounds by Warren. South Newton may not be big, but they're quick. A lot of quick girls out there.
Mm-hmm.
2:47 to go in the first. 10-2, South Newton leading. West Central ball deep in the corner. They throw it back out to Jackson, over to Pilarski. Right side to Wenzel. Shoots it up. Short. Rebound to Warren.
Looking to push tempo again, but West Central did a good job of getting
Warren into Deedham. Fumbles it. Gets it back. Jamie left wide open. They get it to Warren at the free throw line. A 10-footer is no good. Rebound pushed down by Hartman. She shoots it out and misses it. Rebound to Embry. Three ball by Deedham is missed. Rebound Pilarski. Deedham cold to start off tonight.
0-5 to start the game.
Jackson left alone. Nobody's got her, and now the Rebels react defensively again. They hand it off to Patton, driving the lane. Cross court to Jackson. Ball loose. Gets it back. Here's Pilarski for three. No good. Foul called over the back on Dakota Jackson on West Central. South Newton ball to work the length of the court.
1:46 to go. 10-2 lead for the Rebels.
Rebels got off the flying start, but that kind of hit a lull here, too.
Yeah, they cooled off about the last 2.5 minutes.
Here's Warren will get it. 2-3 zone defense by the Trojans. 1:40 left, 8-point lead for South Newton. And Warren was a dribble out by the timeline.
West Central not giving too much pressure here defensively. They're staying in a loose 2-3 zone.
Conradi to Deedham deep in the corner. To Embry, shoots it in. Malia Embry. It's an assist for Deedham, but really is Embry's. Here's a steal by Warren. Warren rumbles in. Left-handed layup is rimming in and out. No good. And a foul. No, ball out of bounds to West Central. What a play that was by, was that Malia Embry that scored that basket?
Yeah, that was Malia Embry off of a great assist from Jamie Deedham.
So yeah, she kind of just floated the ball out there and said, Malia, if you want that basket, you got to come get the ball, and she laid it in. So
yep, did the work to finish the play. Excellent little series.
It should be a half an assist for each there.
Half an assist?
Yes.
Okay.
0.5 assists for both players. Wenzel, no pressure from Malia Embry. Over to Pilarski. Here's another steal by the Rebels. Embry goes up, misses a shot. The rebound pulled down by Conradi. Deedham goes up and scores. 14-2, Pilarski drives in. She's got the layup to go down. Emily Pilarski scores. Makes it 14-4, South Newton. 30 seconds to go in the first half. I don't know if my voice is going to make it or not here.
It's a lot of basketball to talk about, Bob.
Here's Chanel Embry deep in the corner to Deedham. Down low to Hartman. Ball tipped out of bounds, thrown away. Third turnover on South Newton. 10-point lead. 17 and a half seconds to go. West Central ball to work the length of the court. There's a Leah Conrad and Alexi Conradi for South Newton. Here comes Wenzel with 15. 10-point lead for the Trojans, or for the Rebels, I should say. Wenzel, long-range triple try. It's good. Shiloh Wenzel scores to close out the quarter, 14-7. After one, South Newton over West Central. We'll take a timeout and come back with second quarter action after this. You're listening to high school girls basketball, the North White Sectional on the Cube.
Do you or someone you know suffer from migraine headaches or restless leg syndrome? Try the Kit Kat Red Light Therapy Bed. Red Light Therapy also rebuilds collagen, reduces fine lines, wrinkles, and rejuvenates your skin. Lay down or stand up while you get your tan on at Kit Kat Tanning, which offers a huge selection of indoor-outdoor tanning lotions, everybody's favorite hemp lotion, moisturizers, and body wash. Kit Kat Tanning on Highway 41 in Kentland, where life is beachy, has a Facebook page. Like and follow it. RMT Transport Morocco is now accepting applications for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany for more information at 219-285-2307. That's 219-285-2307.
Second quarter action underway here. South Newton has the ball and a 7-point lead. Nice basket by Shiloh Wenzel to stop the bleeding there in the first quarter. Now a half-court trap to get it to Deedham. Bounces it down low to Embry. She missed a layup. And that was Malaya Embry. Haley Warren for three, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds to West Central. First quarter, South Newton out rebound to West Central, 10-6. West Central had seven turnovers. South Newton had three.
West Central's hanging in there, but you know they're trailing just in shot attempts. They've only got nine shots up to 18 from South Newton.
Well, when you have seven turnovers, that's what happens.
Yep.
14-7, a touchdown lead. Big Super Bowl tomorrow, Sunday. Here's a steal by Malaya Embry. She lays it in. Those are the things that kill you right there.
She's up to 8 points tonight, Bob.
Got to have one of those people that you don't expect that much scoring to do that.
A little luck in the sectional.
Here's the ball loose. South Newton digging hard. It's a jump ball. Should belong to West Central. Tri-County won the opener. North White won this middle game. South Newton and West Central. And right now, on a 16-7, Lady Rebels. Culp. Stop the key to Wenzel. Driving in. Culp wide open for three. No. And the rebound chased down by Larissa Patton. Wenzel goes up. Five-footer misses. Rebound to Chanel Embry, her third. Here comes Warren on the fly right side. Picks up a dribble. Over to Chanel Embry left side now. Into Deedham in the lane, goes up, under, and scores. Jamie Deedham's smart, too, Josh. She's not hitting her outside shot, so where's she going? Inside.
Attacking the middle of that zone. They're doing a good job of finding her, and she's attacking the basket. Great finish.
Here's the ball over to Culp. 18-7, South Newton leads. Wenzel fakes, traveled. Ninth turnover on the Trojans here with 6:17. To go in the first half. South Newton leading West Central 18-7. The winner will face North White in the second game tomorrow night on WLQI. 5 o'clock, it's Pioneer and Tri-County in the first semifinal opener, 5 o'clock Central Time. We'll be on the air about 4:45. Chanel Embry, right side. Deep in the corner to Warren. Warren, beautiful pass to Malia Embry. She missed the layup. The rebound to Patton. Culp. Three ball by Patton is no good. And a foul called on North on West Central after Alexis Standish gets the rebound. Culp with her first, team fourth.
I'd like to hear from another one of our sponsors. Good luck tonight, Lady Rebel, from Kit Kat, Canning, and Kentland.
That's a mouthful right
where
there.
Where life is beachy.
Hey, watch your language there. 11-point Rebel lead. Your thoughts so far, Josh? South Newton in control.
You know, South Newton's in control, but West Central's sticking around. They're getting some good looks, and if those start to fall, South Newton can find themselves in a little bit of trouble. They've got to keep up the intensity.
Rebels pass the ball around the perimeter right here. In the game is Kara Conrad for the Lady Rebels. Deedham to Conrad. Over to Warren. Makes a three.
Much more aggressive defense from West Central.
Deedham right side. Cross court to Warren. 15-footer short. And two Rebels, two Trojans knock it off each other out of bounds. Timeout on the floor, 5:08 to go in the first half. South Newton 18, West Central 7. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to the North White Girls Basketball Sectional on 97.7 FM WLQI.
Wakey, wakey! With SP19 American Kitchen at the Sandy Pines Golf Club, SP19 American Kitchen is open for breakfast every morning at 7 a.m., cooking up a skillet load of all your favorite breakfast items. Featuring crispy, thin country fried steak smothered in gravy, topped off with two eggs and hash browns. If that don't have your mouth watering, try one of their signature skillets, like the country skillet loaded with bacon, sausage, or ham, with fresh green peppers, onions, mushrooms, and tasty shredded cheddar cheese topped with sausage gravy. Mmm! Breakfast at SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
11-point lead for South Newton here in game three of the North White Girls Basketball Sectional tonight. The opening night, Tri-County defeated Caston 54-47. North White dumped Covenant Christian 61-24. And the Rebels have an 11-point lead over West Central here. Pioneering at the bye, the Panthers play Tri-County in the first game tomorrow right here on WLQI, 5 o'clock Central Time. I will be here. I don't know who will be with me, but somebody will be here with me.
All up in the air at this point.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Other area teams finish out tonight.
Deedham triggers it in. Over to Warren, left side. Cross court to Deedham. Back to Warren. Wide open three. Good. Haley Warren drains a three. 21-7 Rebels. They're going to get open threes. Josh, it's just a matter if they hit them.
Yep, you know, West Central stay in the 2-3 zone the majority of the game, and they're getting the looks.
Wenzel right side to Culp. Pops a three. It's deflected and blocked by Deedham, and a rebound to Warren. Shoots it up. Got her own pass, really. I guess that's not a shot, then. What do you call that?
That's a missed shot and an offensive
you
board.
You call a rebound for
yep,
Haley Warren, okay? 21-7. South Newton leading with 4:29 to go in the first half. At the end of this game, we'll run down all the scores we have locally anyway for us. Kankakee Valley was a winner tonight. Deedham wide open three. And that she can't miss all night. KU Deedham's too good a shooter. 24-7 South Newton. They come out with a purpose here. Josh?
Yep, West Central is really starting to struggle here, fall apart. They've got to hit a couple of shots here to close the gap.
Culp misses a shot. Three Rebels crash the boards, and Warren's got the board. Warren right side to Deedham. Long-range shot missed this one, and Wenzel's got the rebound. Wenzel. Over to Patton. Culp way out high. Wenzel drives in, a 5-footer, it's short. And a ball out of bounds to South Newton. Deedham, looks like she's hurting a little bit. She's getting to come out. hurt her wrist and hurt her knee, it looked like, all in one play.
Yep, took a little tumble there.
South Newton ball. Warren will walk it up. Rebels lead 24-7 over West Central. 2-3 zone. And Warren will just stand and dribble and play catch with Embry. And there's a bad pass. Fourth turnover on South Newton. Wenzel has it way out high. Dribbling in. 10-footer banked in. Tyler Wenzel has been the most aggressive Trojan.
Yeah, put up 6 shots, got 5 points.
And it's 24-9 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Chanel Embry deep in the corner to Malai Embry. Warren looking. Malai Embry left side. Back to Chanel Embry. They won't. Embry's won't shoot threes.
No, with
they'll shoot a 10-footer, though, and score. She fouled. Malai Embry from the left baseline drops it in and gets fouled.
The old-fashioned three-point play on the line right now.
Embry from the free throw line. Malia Embry, anyway. Josh?
Malia Embry is 18 of 32 for 56% this season.
Embry's first free throw, her only free throw, Tramp is in. 27-9, South Newton.
She's now 2 of 3 on the night, Bob. So
I'd say out of all 6 teams, South Newton has looked the best so far.
They really have. They're playing within themselves. Everybody's getting
nice involved. Move that time, yeah. That was number 43, Emma Nielsen, with an up-and-under move. She scores.
Closes the gap to 16 here, midway through the second.
Yeah, don't you think South Newton's played the best so far out of the teams I've seen anyway?
They really have. They're taking care of the ball. They're shooting well, and they're getting out in transition. All the things you need to see come tournament time.
Oh. My Embry. Whipped on that three-point try. Bought a bounce to South Newton, no? 27-11, 2:14 to go, South Newton over West Central. These have been clean games, too. Not much fouling.
No, they really have. All teams we've seen tonight have played well, playing within themselves. And you're right, very clean basketball.
To 10 to go in the first half, 27-11. South Newton with the lead in the ball. Well, Central sags back into a 2-3 zone. Warren bounces it to Chanel Embry, shoots it in. Hard bank shot, but it went in. Chanel Embry scores 29-11.
She now has 4 points on the night.
Boy, South Newton finding holes in that West Central defense, aren't they?
They sure are, Bob. Ooh. From a lot of different sports, too.
Patton picks up her dribble. And she goes over and back. 10th turnover on West Central in the first half. 29-11. End of the game now is Layla Ramon for the Rebels. So Joe Keller starting to work everybody into his game in the first half even tonight.
He's getting a sex rotation working. You know,
yes, they are.
He's dressed up a couple young ladies to get them some minutes, and this is a great time to do it.
Conradi, left side. She'll launch a long-range three, banks it no good. Chanel Embry has the rebound. Warren goes in, and she gets fouled on the floor, but the Trojans are over the foul limit, so Haley Warren will shoot a 1-1. Josh?
Haley Warren is a 49% free throw shooter, 20 of 41 on the season.
Emma Nielsen, her second foul, 17th foul on West Central, 1-1 for Haley Warren. Free throw try is no good. Rebound to Patton. Larissa's had a nice game rebound. She's got 6 boards
already
in the first half here. Patton again for 3. No! Chanel Embry's got the rebound for the Rebels. South Newton on the attack against the 2-3 zone. They like to get in the middle here, don't they?
They sure do. You know, West Central gives them the opportunity to attack the middle of the zone, and they're taking it.
Warren over to Chanel Embry for 3. Boy, planked it off the glass. No good. You know, I was looking at the max preps, the way we use our stats.
Sure.
And looking at the three-point field goal percentage as a team, girls basketball, they just don't shoot very good from three-point range.
You know, usually anything at 30%.
Look at what South Newton from three. And they got some good shooters.
South Newton from three shoots.
Held ball.
Where's the percentage at on
it? Down there. It's in the second page there.
Second page.
Right in the middle.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
At the bottom.
22%.
And what is West Central? I bet it's worse than that.
27. The same.
Aren't very good three-point shooting team. Wenzel goes all the way in. Back to Culp. Back to Wenzel. Right side, Patton. Patton goes up and misses a layup. Malaya Embry with the rebound. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Deedham, wide open for three, way off the mark. The rebound to Conrad, though. Deedham with five. Gets knocked to the ground. She'll shoot two.
And Jamie Diadem.
She's a great free throw shooter.
She really is. 81%. She's 82 of 101 on the season.
Watch her form. It's wonderful. Not much movement. Look at that. How do you miss those? You don't miss those.
You don't.
You can't.
Elbows up and in. Great follow through and confidence.
The lower body doesn't move at all.
That's all muscle memory at that point.
Girl is dedicated for her South Newton career to playing basketball.
And her academics, Bob.
Yes, indeed. Lilly scholarship winner in Newton County.
Young lady has accomplished a lot in her time in South Newton.
Absolutely. Oh, she missed one. I can't believe it.
You jinxed her.
Jamie, come on. That's the end of one half. All South Newton so far. The Lady Rebels lead West Central 30-11. Back with the statistics and more after this. You're listening to the Northwide Girls Basketball Sectional on 97.7 FM WLQI.
Newton County Economic Development are proud sponsors of Newton County Schools, 4-H programs, quality education, and quality of life. When you think Newton County, think Newton County Economic Development. Contact them at 888-663-9866, extension 2601, or go to ncedc@newtoncounty.in.gov and discover Newton County. Newton County Economic Development are proud supporters of high school sports and the South Newton Rebels.
Announcing big news, so big they threw a parade. Stanley Steamers, now certified asthma and allergy friendly because they remove so many allergens from your home. Testing proves Stanley Steamer removes an average of 94% of allergens from carpet and 96% of allergens from tile and hardwood. Call 219-866-5101 or schedule online at stanleysteamer.com.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer, your certified clean.
Bring your special someone to the Good Table Family Restaurant for Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th, and choose one of these colossal meals for only $25. Succulent filet mignon and lobster tail. Cooked to perfection roast prime rib. Juicy ribeye steak and lobster tail. Spot on broiled pork chops. Seaworthy lobster tail and jumbo shrimp. Fresh broiled salmon or crispy fried catfish fillets. All meals include drink, soup, or salad, and chocolate-covered strawberries. The Good Table Family Restaurant, serving good food to good people for your special Valentine.
Looking for a propane provider with a strong history of customer satisfaction? This year, Suburban Propane is celebrating their 90-year anniversary. That's 90 years of safe propane installations, reliable propane delivery, and 24/7 propane emergency service. But that's not all. Suburban Propane also offers pro water conditioning, quality water conditioning equipment, and supplies. That means you can have the quality water system you've always wanted installed by a name you can trust. Trust your propane supply and water conditioning to the people with experience. Call Suburban Propane in Remington or Winnemac at 219-261-4286 or 574-946-3050.
And back at halftime here of game number three, all South Newton, they've looked the best of any team so far tonight. They are punishing West Central 30-11. South Newton led 14-7 after one and a 16-4 run in the second quarter has built the lead to 19 at 30-11. Other winners tonight, Tri-County over Caston, 54-47. North White cruises by Covenant Christian, 61-24. At Maryville Sectional, Kankakee Valley gets by Valparaiso, 63-57. And at halftime, the latest score we had was into the third quarter, Knox leading Rensselaer Central 45-29. So there you go. Josh, what do you have for stats?
Well, right now, the South Newton Rebels are leading the West Central Trojans 30-11. For the Trojans, they're led in scoring by Shiloh Wenzel with 5 points, Emma Nielsen with 2, Emily Malarski with 2, and Tori Culp with 2 points. They're shooting 4 of 9 from the 2-point line, 44%, 1 of 10 from 3 for 10%, and they are 0 of 2 from the free throw stripe for 0%. For the Rebels, they're led in scoring by Malaya Embry, 10 points, Jamie Diadem, 7 points, Haley Warren, 5 points, Chanel Embry, 4 points. They are 10 of 24 from 2 for 42%, 2 of 8 from the 3-point line for 28%, and 4 of 8 from free throw strike for 50%.
Rebounding battle led tonight by South Newton, 20-11. And balance here, Chanel Embry has 5, and Haley Warren has 5. Malaya Embry with 4. And tell you, Larissa Patton's done the majority of the rebounding for West Central. Out of the 11, she has 7. And South Newton, as you might expect, taking good care of the ball, Josh. 4 turnovers in the first half, and 10 for West Central.
South Newton is taking care of the ball just as well as North White did there in the second ball game of the night. So both of these teams have some senior guards that can handle the ball. They can beat pressure and find some gaps in various zones. So they're doing their jobs, and you know, that's why they've been able to extend this lead to 19 points at halftime.
So if you're Kevin Wenzel, what do you do to try and get your team back in the game?
Well, you've got to get some more movement offensively. Right now, they're really just kind of dribbling down and throwing up the first shot they get. They're not really working an offense. They need to work the ball, find the shot they want, and then get some offensive rebounds because they're limited to one shot attempt per possession, and that's not going to be conducive to closing the gap here in the second half.
And if you're Joe Keller, I know coaches are never satisfied, but, man, I didn't see much wrong with the way South Newton played that half.
Well, you've got to be very happy. At this point, you're just telling your team you can't let up the intensity. You've got to put your foot on the gas. You've got to keep going here for another 16 minutes.
Because you want to get that lead as much as you can going into that fourth quarter, right?
Yes, that way you can pull your starters a bit because they play a very small rotation. A couple of girls come in for a few minutes here and there, but they're mainly 5 or 6 deep to get the primary minutes, and those girls are going to need their legs the next 2 ball games.
Yeah, because if you look down the line Monday, there's only 1 day off, and then you don't get to practice that day either.
That's right.
So you don't have much time to rest your body during this 3-game, 4-day stretch. You hope to play 3 games in 4 days.
So. Yeah, with the way the sectional set up this year for the Northwest sectional, you don't have that rest time. So Coach Heimlich did a great job of rotating in his bench in the second game. Tri-County exerted a lot of energy in the first game because it came down to the final 40 seconds of the ball game. So right now, North White's got the advantage when it comes to rest, and South Newton's got to find a way to get in that same situation here in the second half of this ball game.
All right, we'll see what happens. 30-11, South Newton over West Central at halftime. Back with third quarter action after this. You're listening to the North White Girls Basketball Sectional on 97.7 FM WLQI.
Newton County Economic Development are proud sponsors of Newton County Schools, 4-H programs, quality education, and quality of life. When you think Newton County, think Newton County Economic Development. Contact them at 888-663-9866, extension 2601, or go to ncedc@newtoncounty.in.gov and discover Newton County. Newton County Economic Development are proud supporters of high school sports and the South Newton Rebels.
No matter the season, Hopkins Electric in Kentland has everything you need for whatever the problem. Hopkins Electric specializes in electrical supplies as well as repairs and maintenance for any of your electrical problems for commercial, residential, or agricultural buildings or machines. Hopkins also offers high-quality tools, accessories, and garden equipment at a price that you can afford. Visit Hopkins Electric 208 North 3rd Street in Kentland or call them today, 219-474-6242.
Wakey, wakey! With SP19 American Kitchen at the Sandy Pines Golf Club, SP19 American Kitchen is open for breakfast every morning at 7 a.m., cooking up a skillet load of all your favorite breakfast items. Featuring crispy, thin, country fried steak smothered in gravy, topped off with two eggs and hash browns. If that don't have your mouth watering, try one of their signature skillets, like the country skillet loaded with bacon, sausage, or ham, with fresh green peppers, onions, mushrooms, and tasty shredded cheddar cheese topped with sausage gravy. Mmm! Breakfast at SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
And back at North White, third of three games here, and South Newton has put on a show in the first half. They lead 30-11 here.
While we've got a minute here, I'd like to hear from another one of our sponsors, Kentland Bank, a proud supporter of school athletics, wants to wish the Lady Rebels good luck in the sectional tournament.
And we really do appreciate our sponsors, Josh. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And we thank everybody for supporting high school athletics. We love nothing more to do broadcast games for you. And without the sponsors, we could not do that. So we do appreciate that very much. If you'd like to be a sponsor in high school sports, make sure you call the WLQI office on weekdays, 8 to 5, 219-866-4104. And they'll get you set up here if you'd like to become a part of this. Best time of the year, boys sectional coming up a little bit later on. Southmont sectional, Benton Central advances 57-43 over Greencastle. Big win for the Lady Bison, who are having another spectacular year.
Year in, year out, that team just dominates girls basketball.
You talk about a good coach.
Baxter's been a great
coach. David Baxter is. Haley Warren drives down the lane, throws it over to Standish. She gets a shot blocked, but the rebound to Malaya Embry. Down low to Deedham. She lays it in. Jamie Deedham scores, makes it 32-11. And again, if you're South Newton, you want to push this lead out to as much as you can and let the rest of the starters in the fourth quarter. That's very important, especially when you're playing the last game of the night.
Yes, exactly. They're going to get home late, not much rest, may have homework to work on.
They have the longest route to come. We looked at the I had a long talk with Mark Woodcock. Warren for three. No. Had a long talk with athletic director Mark Woodcock saying who has the longest trip, South Newton or Covenant Christian. It's South Newton by about a mile and a half or 2 miles in the 40s or 30, high 30s. South Newton's got to come over here. So they got the longest trip and the latest game.
Luck of the draw there.
Yes, it is. Here's another steal by Chanel Embry, and she's got the right-handed layup. South Newton continuing their great play. 34-11.
6:40 to go here.
Boy,
in the third quarter.
Josh, it just goes to show you the importance of a good point guard or somebody to handle the ball. If you don't have that, that's tough. It's tough to win.
Girls basketball, you've got to be able to break the press and handle the ball.
Exactly. Well spoken. Three ball from Wenzel is in. She's done her best. 34-14. Oh, Warren double dribbled. Made the shot. Double dribbled first.
She'll want that one back, Bob. She made a good move, but just, you know, a little misstep there.
That's turnover number five on South Newton, man.
Still a very well-played game up at this point by the Rebels.
Yep. 20-point lead. Oh, here's another near steal by Standish. Wenzel goes in, shoots it up, missed it. Rebound to Alexis Standish for South Newton. Here comes Warren, always looking to attack. Left side, Chanel Embry. Deep in the corner, Malia Embry.
Haley Warren up top, happy to dribble off some clock if she West Central stays in their zone.
Yep, she says reset.
And they're going to rest just like North White did here offensively.
Why not? 20-point lead, 5.5 to go. Beat 'em 4-3. Ooh, hit the side of the glass. You don't see that very often.
Nope.
And Malia Embry gets the rebound. Malia Embry's got 6 rebounds, Josh, 5 of them offensive tonight.
And she's got 6 points and looks to push that to 8 here if she can convert on both her free throws. And Chanel Embry.
Malia.
Oh, this is Malia.
Yep. There you go. See, you're losing your head there.
You caught me twice today.
Well, you don't want to give the wrong Embry a point with Chanel. Or Malia's, see, I got it doing now. I'm doing it now. She dropped in the first, she made the first free throw, okay? She goes 1 for 2, and Patton's got the rebound.
And she's a 56%.
Well, doesn't that make sense then, doesn't it? Patton goes in, shoots it up. It's an air ball. Rebound. Oh, Haley Warren bumped heads with Patton. She got it. Hey, Warren goes in, throws it over. Beautiful passing. Malia Embry gets a shot blocked, but Dedham receives the rebound in the backcourt. Good hustle by Jamie. Cross court to Warren, left side. These games have really flowed nicely tonight.
Well, they have. The officials have done a great job of keeping the games contained. They're keeping the girls playing the way they should be. And you can tell that just about every one of these teams in this sectional are well coached. They do the little things right, and they don't foul a lot.
Now, Malia Embry missed a left-handed layup, and then she got her own rebound and twisted it in from the right side. That was a lot harder shot. She gave herself a rebound, though. That's why.
Padding the stats a little bit.
Culp for 3. It's good. Corey Culp bombs in a long-range 3, 37-17. Rebels.
4:10 to go in the third quarter.
There's been one foul this half. 20-point lead for the Rebels. Dedham cross court to Warren. Ooh, wild shot. Way off the mark, no good. Malia Embry's got the rebound. And she throws it away. That's another 4 offensive rebounds for Malia Embry this quarter.
She's really getting after Bob. She knows her role on the team, and she's rewarded by getting some points off of it.
She got 7 offensive rebounds. One person.
Yep. Most teams can't do that on a given night.
That's right. 20-point lead for the Rebels. Culp for 3 again. Misses this time. Patton with a rebound. Shoots it up and misses it. Chanel Embry with a defensive rebound.
West Central still staying back in their 2-3 zone, giving Warren time just to stand at half court.
They'll just burn 30, 40 seconds. They don't care. 20-point lead, you can do that.
Warren has been very aggressive tonight. Turns it over there, but is always looking to push the ball to the hoop.
She threw the ball over her head, and how many times have we said that?
Yep.
That's no good. Nice. Wenzel in the lane, lost it out of bounds.
Those are situations where a good old-fashioned bounce pass comes into play. You do that, you can finish at the rim.
You don't see that very often, though, do you?
Not enough.
So Joe Keller doing a nice job of rotating his starters out with a 20-point lead. Mm-hmm. You can do that, right, Josh? When you know, I know you coaches get a little anxious when it gets down to 10, but
you know, that 10-15 point buffer is where I always like to be because
you like to be 30 and 35.
Well, now, I wasn't in many situations where that happened, but you do like to have that buffer just in case things go south, and you don't want to let this game get away from it.
No. Well, the Rebels have kind of gotten a little letdown mode here.
They have, and
but it's easy to do.
You get complacent when you're up big. playing a team that's not as aggressive.
Here's a turnover each way now. Rebels retain possession. And Warren resting a little bit. Looks like she's got cramps there. Maybe trying to stretch. Jesus, need a break.
Some bumps and bruises there for a couple of the Rebels tonight.
2:15 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. 37-17, West Central trailing South Newton. Back after this on the queue.
Do you or someone you know suffer from migraine headaches or restless leg syndrome? Try the Kit Kat Red Light Therapy Bed. Red Light Therapy also rebuilds collagen, reduces fine lines, wrinkles, and rejuvenates your skin. Lay down or stand up while you get your tan on at Kit Kat Tanning, which offers a huge selection of indoor-outdoor tanning lotions, everybody's favorite Hemp's lotion, moisturizers, and body wash. Kit Kat Tanning on Highway 41 in Kentland, where life is beachy, has a Facebook page. Like and follow it.
Back in North White, Bob Kurtz and Josh Stringfellow and Scotty Miller back at the station. Hope you're enjoying your Friday evening. Been a blast here at North White. I'd like to thank Mark Woodcock, especially the gang at the concession stands. They caught us one time there. Getting that extra cookie in there, a little biscuits of gravy Josh had.
Yeah, they really did a great job feeding us tonight.
Beat them way out high, driving the lane. Traveled. All she had to do was go for a shot, and the Rebels kind of lackadaisical. That's fifth turnover in this quarter for South Newton, ninth for the game.
They have done a good job of holding Jamie Diadem to 9 points so far. So if Coach Winslow's looking for a positive so far that they've held, heard of that, that's good. I mean, you're making other kids beat you.
The only problem is the other kids are.
They are. That's absolutely right.
Patton holding out high to Krisney Shepherd in the lineup for the first time now. Here's a steal by Conradi to Embry, a 10-footer. No, Conradi's got the rebound, and she's fouled. Six offensive rebounds for the Rebels in the quarter.
What's this girl's name?
Conradi. Got an I at the end of it.
Lexi Conradi?
Yep. Not to be confused with Leah Conrad.
You got me all bricked up on this one.
First shot is missed.
Let's see if I can figure out what her.
Yeah, the first time I saw that, well, I got it to Conrad. No, it isn't. Conradi again. Free throw. High archer. It's no good.
She's a 14% free throw shooter on the year.
And she misses two. Traveling called on Patton. Sixth turnover of the quarter, 16th of the game for the Trojans. 1:37 to go in the third. It's been stuck on 37-17 forever here.
Well, they pulled out a couple of their scores. They're working some time off the clock, and they're not in as of a hurry to score now.
Deedham, good bounce pass. Shot is in and a foul called. What an assist from Deedham over to Malia Embry, and she got popped in the nose, seeing if the nose is still in place. Patton. Ooh, they call an intentional foul on that, too. So count the basket for Malia Embry, and she'll shoot two shots. She's trying to complete the four-point play.
From right under the basket?
Yeah, from under the basket. Stand there by herself, though. I bet she doesn't make them. Makes the first one. She'll have one more. Trying for the four-point play. Embry, yes. How about that? 41-17.
You don't see that very often in high school basketball.
Embry still seems to got all her teeth and her nose together there.
A little sore.
And now it'll be South Newton ball on the intentional foul. 41-17 Rebels. Long-range shot is missed by Conrad, and rebound to Shepherd. Wenzel shoots it up, misses it. Rebound pulled down by Shepherd. She got three rebounds this quarter, and a foul called on Lily Hartman, South Newton. First team foul on South Newton with 1:11 to go in the quarter. 41-17, third quarter action. Third game from North White tonight, girls basketball, Class A sectional.
All the games have been played pretty quick tonight, Bob.
Yes, they have.
Going very smooth.
Yep. Ball stripped away, stolen, and a foul called on West Central. 1:08 left to go in the third. South Newton 41, West Central 17. South Newton ball. Deedham will come out. Standish. Conradi. Conrad. Layla Ramon. And Kara Conrad. Man, that's four subs. Standish is a starter.
Need to hear from one more of our sponsors here. Hopkins Electric in Kentland is a proud supporter of South Newton Athletics and wishes the Lady Rebels good luck in tonight's game. Thank you, Hopkins Electric.
And a 5-second call. Last play could get a little ugly here.
Yep. Some younger girls out there, they're going to need to learn the ropes a little bit. And
final score from Hanover Central, Knox 71, Rensselaer Central 51. Lady Bombers season is over. Forgot to mark down that turnover on South Newton. Well, South Newton reserves are in aggressive. Culp shoots it up, no, but she's fouled.
Good blocking foul there by number 33, Alexis Standish. Step in front there, make her earn it from the line.
So Rensselaer Central finishes their season with a record of 12-8. Disappointing finish for the Bombers. Tori Culp makes the first free throw. She had one more. 41-18. Favor of South Newton. Another shot by Culp was in. 41-19. Here is Conradi dribbling up. Over to, keeps it herself, to Conrad. Conrad drives in. Back to Conradi. 24 seconds, Conradi shot blocked out of bounds to South Newton.
Both teams struggling to score here in the third quarter.
Conrad. And a shot, no good, but she's fouled, and Leah Conrad will shoot two with 18.8 seconds to go. Foul called on Kolarski, her third, team fifth. Leah Conrad to shoot two for South Newton. First one is in, 42-19, South Newton.
Leah Conrad's a freshman there for South Newton, and she is 0-3 going into the game, so she's definitely improved her percentage.
Now she's 1 out of 4. 15 seconds to go. Kolarski. Culp, an NBA 3, banks it around and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Conrad. Kara Conrad. And that'll do it. At the end of 3, South Newton 42. West Central 19. Back with fourth quarter action after this. You're listening to the North White Girls Basketball Sectional on 97.7 FM WLQI.
Newton County Economic Development are proud sponsors of Newton County Schools, 4-H programs, quality education, and quality of life. When you think Newton County, think Newton County Economic Development. Contact them at 888-663-9866, extension 2601, or go to ncedc@newtoncounty.in.gov and discover Newton County. Newton County Economic Development are proud supporters of high school sports and the South Newton Rebels.
Bring your special someone to the Good Table Family Restaurant for Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th, and choose one of these colossal meals for only $25. Succulent filet mignon and lobster tail. Cooked to perfection roast prime rib. Juicy ribeye steak and lobster tail. Spot on broiled pork chops. Seaworthy lobster tail and jumbo shrimp. Fresh broiled salmon or crispy fried catfish fillets. All meals include drink, soup, or salad, and chocolate-covered strawberries. The Good Table Family Restaurant, serving good food to good people for your special Valentine.
Back to action here in the fourth quarter. South Newton leading West Central 42-19. Starters are back in for a while, I bet, for South Newton. Most of them are, anyway. Wenzel, a long-range triple try. Remy, no good. Haley Warren picks up the rebound. This is an oddity, Josh. First three quarters, every quarter, South Newton's got 10 rebounds.
Well, they're on pace for 40. That's a good night
for the
Rebels.
And that 16 rebounds, 30-16. Beautiful pass to Embry. That's Chanel Embry lays it in. 44-19, South Newton is on cruise control. Pilarski for three, no good. Malaya Embry with the rebound. Seven turnovers for the Rebels, or for the Trojans in the third. They have 17 total. Six turnovers for the Rebels. They have 10 turnovers. Deed them out high. In the lane, Henry was white about 5 feet away. She didn't take the shot. Deedham goes in, wild shot, no good. I tell you, nice job from Krisny Shepherd. She got four rebounds this half off the bench.
Yep, doing a great job tonight.
Pilarski wide open from 16. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Culp to South Newton. 6:34 left in the game, 44-19. If you're Joe Keller, when do you start pulling your regulars here now?
Probably right around the 4.5-5 minute mark. Get some of those younger girls in for the final minutes of the game and just make sure you can hold this lead up until that point.
Malaya Embry drives in. Oh, and she got karate chopped in the neck.
Embry's sisters are taking...
they're taking shots to the face. Yep. A little delayed call by the ref, but he got it right.
And this will give us a chance to hear from our last sponsor tonight. The Kentland Bank is a proud supporter of school athletics, and they just want to wish the Lady Rebels good luck in the sectional tournament. Thank you, Kentland Bank.
Absolutely. All right, 6:15 to go in the game, 44-19, South Newton leading. Warren triggers the inbounds. Throws it right to Shiloh Wenzel. And she goes in and scores. Wenzel's been the only offense, really, tonight for the Trojans, 44-21.
Yeah, she's got 10 of their 21 points tonight. Doing a good job. Attacking the basket, hitting some nice shots.
This is going to be quite a matchup tomorrow, South Newton and North White.
It really is.
I know South Newton was disappointed the way they played the last time they played in a regular season, another turnover on the Rebels. But
they
second
got a
chance for South Newton tomorrow.
It's tough to beat a team twice in the same year, so North White's going to have to bring their A game.
Wenzel, a 16-footer, no. And the ball dug around. Malaya Embry's got the rebound.
Five and a half to go.
We got a fan that's really loud behind us here. You know it? I don't know who he is, but he's really loud. Embry to Warren. Warren drives in. Shot up and in, and a foul called. Chanel Embry taking a beating, but she dropped it in and got dropped to the ground, too. Holy cow.
She's up to 10 points on the night, looking to complete another three-point play.
Josh, that reminded me of a body slam in WWE there.
It really did, waiting for a folding chair to come out or something.
I know you got that poll out on the internet there that
and which passes flying colors.
Embry drops into three-point play. She got time to take a big arrest there, man. Chanel.
A well-deserved arrest. You know?
She says, I don't know who I am. I just got laid out on the floor there by a forearm. 47-21 South Newton.
Oh, okay.
And Patton driving in.
West Central has made some good adjustments here in the second half. They just don't have the firepower that South Newton has on the floor.
Wenzel holding. Hands it off to Patton. Culp, a wide open three. No. Rebound missed. And Warren's got the rebound after the miss by number 25. That's Wheatry. Got the offensive board. Now South Newton with a 47-21 lead. 4:20 left.
A little bit more aggressive.
Oh, good move by Warren. She lays it in. Haley Warren knows one speed, and that's fast all the time.
And she's benefited from that. She got 7 points, 3 assists, and a handful of rebounds.
She just makes good decisions.
She really does.
For the most part.
And she's been able to balance out this Rebel offense with Diadem and the Embry sisters. They needed that fourth individual to step in, and the last 2 years she's done that for them.
Culp misses a shot. Rebound and wholesale substitution. Here's the 350 mark, everybody coming out now. Nice hand from the starters for South Newton. Reserves mainly, West Central yet. Wenzel in the right corner. Spin move, up and under, and lays it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Layla Ramon for South Newton. She hands it off to Leah Conrad. Shot up, missed, no good by Conrad. And the rebound pulled down. Shot up by Shepard, missed. Ramon's got the rebound.
Clock's ticking down to right around 3 minutes left in the game. 49-21 lead for the South Newton Rebels.
This is a game where you just want to get the game over with, get back home, take a little rest.
Yep. Close out, no injuries, get on the bus, get home, enjoy what little time you have.
Now, Josh, you've been in this situation before. What's the plan tomorrow for, like, the teams that win?
Well, when we were in situations like this, we played a lot of games back-to-back. But we would like to get in for a little bit of a shoot-around in the morning, and then after that, maybe get together for a little team meal, throw on a movie or something where the kids can relax, take their mind off the game for a little bit, and then come back together right before and, you know, get your mind right. Because you can't only rest your body, you got to rest your mind too in these situations.
And how's the bus ride over there? Is it quiet and reflective? And
well, when you win, that bus ride is a lot more jovial than when you lose.
Yes,
so,
it is. Tyler Wenzel goes in and scores, and she's fouled.
So, you know, you want to bring as much excitement as you can, but every team's different. Some are going to be more calm, cool, and composed, and some are going to feed off of high energy. So it looks like a lot of these teams here are more of the calm, cool, composed types just from the way they played tonight.
The win in, it's a three-point play. So Wenzel completes a three-point play. I thought she made the basket. Everybody was standing around like, she made the basket. You don't get more free throws than one after that. So.
I wouldn't think so.
I know everybody's lost a little interest here, but still. 49-24, South Newton leading with 2:30 to go. Post-game show is coming up next. Rebels just passing around the perimeter. They're really not looking to shoot much. Conrad holding, driving in, cut off, shoots it up. Misses, Standish with the rebound. In the lane forever. The shot is in from Tara Conrad. Scores. Double dribble call on West Central. So West Central is going to finish 4-18 on the year. South Newton is going to go to 15-6. But Josh, isn't that what you need? South Newton girls, that core group has played together forever. I remember them coming up in middle school. They were really the good group, and they stuck together, four or five of them. And that's what you need. You do. You need that core of three, four, five players from each class. Stick with it. Get better each year. And they weren't always a 14, 15, 16
right.
team. They started
takes
out
time,
winning.
Doesn't it?
Takes time. Winning three, four games, then seven, then nine, then 13. And this year, you know, they're in the mix for a sectional title, which is all you can ask for from a group like this.
And you know, another team I see locally, here's a steal by the Trojans. North Newton's got a little bit of that in them. Three missed.
Absolutely.
Conrad, I mean, they've got a core little group of freshmen and sophomores that good athletes. They learned a lot this year, had a winning year, and
yep.
they got a lot of varsity experience.
They really did, and that's only going to make them better in the future because they're going to be playing against a lot of the same teams here because North White's got a young ball club. Tri-County's got some younger players, so they got some great experience. They handled their own with all those teams.
And Northern had one senior and one junior, and the rest freshmen and sophomores.
Yep, and that you know, they'll lose Danielle Watkins after this season. And then Jamie Will has been a nice offensive threat for him as a junior, and she's only going to bolster that offense next year. So
shot of them from Emma Nielsen. Sorry, guys, go ahead.
It'll be great to see how these young ladies in North Newton advance over the next few years. It'll be a similar situation to South Newton.
Where South Newton's going to have to do a lot of rebuilding next year, but not this year. They've got a lot of
it's a payoff year, Bob.
It is. That's right.
You give these kids an opportunity, and you get those two or three payoff years.
South Newton starts their seniors are the two Embrys, Edom, Warren, Elizabeth Gehring's in there too. Haven't seen her tonight. But they're going to replace four starters next year.
Yep. With a lot of younger girls, and this is the time now where those girls can get a little bit of experience.
And look, them. And just watch and observe how the seniors go about it.
Yep.
Under a minute to go, 51-26, South Newton leading. And I give West Central credit. They're not, they fouled there, but really they have kept it pretty clean. Wenzel with the foul.
And, you know, Shiloh Wenzel has done a great job tonight.
She has.
A senior leader here for West Central, up to 12 points already on the year or on the night.
Lexi Conradi at the line for 1-1. High Archer is short. Rebound, Nielsen. And boy, they're letting they want referees want to get this game over with
yep.
in a hurry. Wenzel has it. 35 seconds left. Wenzel will go in and lay it up with the right hand in. 51-28. Post game show is up next. We might even go sneak in Joe Keller. Three is missed by number 20, Kara Conrad. And she will try to fire it in there, but just short. Conrad will trigger it inbounds. Gets it into Leah Conrad. Shoots it up. No. Rebound to Dakota Jackson. Goes up. No. Rebound to Conradi. 5 seconds left. Your final score, 51-28 in favor of South Newton. They'll move on to meet North White in the second game of two tomorrow. And West Central drops out of tournament play with a record of 4-18. Postgame show up next. You're listening to high school girls basketball, North White. Girls basketball sectional on the queue.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reem has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Newton County Economic Development are proud sponsors of Newton County Schools, 4-H programs, quality education, and quality of life. When you think Newton County, think Newton County Economic Development. Contact them at 888-663-9866, extension 2601, or go to ncedc@newtoncounty.in.gov and discover Newton County. Newton County Economic Development are proud supporters of high school sports and the South Newton Rebels.
Looking for a propane provider with a strong history of customer satisfaction? This year, Suburban Propane is celebrating their 90-year anniversary. That's 90 years of safe propane installations, reliable propane delivery, and 24/7 propane emergency service. But that's not all. Suburban Propane also offers pro water conditioning, quality water conditioning equipment, and supplies. That means you can have the quality water system you've always wanted installed by a name you can trust. Trust your propane supply and water conditioning to the people with experience. Call Suburban Propane in Remington or Winnemac at 219-261-4286 or 574-946-3050.
95% singulation sounds like a great thing until you've seen 99% in your fields. With Precision Planting V-Set, you'll get the best singulation available. Plus, they serve as the foundation for a host of other solutions for picket fence stands. Learn more about V-Set and transform your planter today. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try V-Set and more to transform your planter with Solid Rock Ag Solutions in Remington. Call 219-261-4216 or visit solidrockag.com.
Bring your special someone to the Good Table Family Restaurant for Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th, and choose one of these colossal meals for only $25. Succulent filet mignon and lobster tail. Cooked to perfection roast prime rib. Juicy ribeye steak and lobster tail. Spot on broiled pork chops. Seaworthy lobster tail and jumbo shrimp. Fresh broiled salmon or crispy fried catfish fillets. All meals include drink, soup, or salad, and chocolate-covered strawberries. The Good Table Family Restaurant, serving good food to good people for your special Valentine.
Back on the post-game show, Bob Kurtz and Josh Stringfellow from North White. A full night of basketball. Tri-County defeated Caston 54-47. North White over Covenant Christian 61-24. And now South Newton put a stamp on it with a 51-28 win against West Central. So tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, 4:45 pregame show. It will be Tri-County taking on Pioneer in the opener. And then game two, it is North White and South Newton. Josh, what do you have for stats here to wrap things up
with? Well, the final score is 51-28. Leading the way for the West Central Trojans was 15 points from senior Shiloh Wenzel, 7 points from Dakota Jackson, 2 points from Emily Kolarski, and 2 points from Emma Nielsen. The Trojans were 7 of 21 from 2, 3 of 16 from the three-point line, and 5 of 7 from the free throw stride. So they shot the free throws pretty well tonight. For the victors, the South Newton Rebels, they were 19 of 43 from 2, 2 of 10 from 3 for 20%, and 9 of 19, right under 50% from the free throw line for the evening.
All right. My stats look like this. South Newton almost had 10 rebounds a quarter. They had 10 in the first, 10 in the second, 10 in the third, 9 in the fourth, 39 rebounds. They rebounded West Central 39-21. Malia Embry with 10. Haley Warren was 7. And Chanel Embry was 6. South Newton had 13 turnovers. And West Central had 18. Marissa Patton led West Central with 9 boards. Joe Keller, our South Newton coach, has stepped up to join us now. Joe, nice win tonight, man. Out of all the 6 teams, I thought you guys looked the best this evening.
Well, thank you. I thought our defense came to play tonight. We were very aggressive. We wanted to make it miserable for them on the perimeter and contest their shooters on the outside and see where we got. And we got off to that fast start with a couple layups early. And
10-0 lead, 10-0 lead. That helps you settle down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, our girls are pumped. They're ready to play, and they showed it tonight.
And you got a lot of contributions from everybody, and plus you got a lot of rest for everybody, too.
That's big for us. You know, the one thing we've talked about, we've had 2 practices since last week because of the weather. So if we could get some rest today, it was nice. West Central We kind of ambushed them a little bit there. It looked like we got them off kilter out of what they wanted to do early, and we kind of pushed that lead out. So it was nice to be able to do that.
You almost had a perfect game here rebounding. You had 10 rebounds in the first, 10 in the second, 10 in the third, not only 9 in the fourth, you only had 39 rebounds.
So sometimes that's because you missed shots.
That's true, yes.
So I don't know what our shooting percentage was, but we'll take whatever we got. You know, our kids attack the boards hard, and that's something we've been, you know, sometimes we forget to box out, but we try to attack the boards even if we don't box out. And tomorrow we're going to have to box out and attack the boards.
You've got a senior-laden crew here. Does that make it better in a sectional? They've been through this before?
They have, and, you know, we played North White in the championship last year and had a heck of a game. 2-point game in the fourth quarter there before Macy Heimlich hit some free throws down the stretch. So they've been there. They know the pressure. They know what North White has. They're kind of hoping to play better than the first time we faced them this year. And if we can go out there and have the effort we did tonight and the intensity we did tonight, it should be a good game.
Joe, congratulations, and good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Joe Keller from the South Newton Rebels. And Josh, give us your final thoughts for the game tonight.
Well, you know, all the games, really, this is just a great night of basketball. You know, 3 games in a row, we definitely got our money's worth out of it.
Yes, we did.
South Newton ended up playing really one of the best games we've seen. North White played very well, and Tri-County had a gritty win. So congratulations to the 3 teams advancing to the semifinals of this week's sectional play. And tomorrow will be another great couple of ball games. With Pioneer entering the mix. They had the bye in the first round, and it's going to be a great couple of matchups tomorrow.
All right. Final scores. You have all those, Josh?
Well, Tri-County won 54-47. North
61-28, I think, was
61-28, and then the final game tonight, South Newton was victorious 51-28 over West Central.
KV beat Valpo 63-57. Hanover Central knocked out Rensselaer Central 71-51. So we're all set for tomorrow. Here's the lineup. Sports Showcase tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Hear all the coaches' comments about tonight's game. And then tomorrow on WLQI, we'll be right back here. It will be Brooke Kurtz and myself will be here tomorrow night for a Pioneer in Tri-County in the 5 o'clock Central Time opener, 4:45 pregame show. And then North White and South Newton in game 2 here. And then on WRIN, that's AM 1560 and 104.5 FM, the Bear, you're going to shift gears. I'm going to let you loose with Bill Kay tomorrow.
We'll see. We'll try not to get into too much trouble.
Okay, then you're going to go to the big city, Merrillville, okay? So Bill and Josh will be at Merrillville for Hobart and Kankakee Valley on the Bear. I forget that we'll get the starting time for you tomorrow on that.
And we'll be seeing former North Newton boys basketball coach Tim Fettler.
Tim Fettler,
taking over the Hobart Brickies.
They struggled a lot this year, too.
They really have, younger players. But, you know, KV, well, you got to win 3. So you got to go out and give it your best.
One at a time, right?
One at a time. Can't overlook anybody.
So that'll be tomorrow night. And then if KB wins the championship, or KB gets into the championship, you'll hear that game on the Bear. And we'll be right back here on Monday night. Both those games will be Monday night. So somebody will be here covering this North White championship game. Somebody will be at Merrillville. Hopefully KB wins tomorrow for that sectional championship game. Josh? Been a blast. Enjoyed it. Thanks for doing all this tonight. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bob. Happy to be here.
All right. Scotty Miller, great job back in the studio, keeping us in line here, even when we're in the hospitality room until about 10 seconds ago before we start talking. But, hey, if you look at Josh and I, you know why we like to eat food.
You understand.
That's right. All right. I'd like to thank all the sponsors for making the high school basketball possible tonight on WLQI. Like all the listeners, too. For my partner, Josh Stringfellow. This is Bob Kurtz from North White. So long, everybody.
This is Indiana High School Basketball on the Q, 97.7 FM WLQI. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances, The Hamster Group, Tyson's Family Market, RMT Transport, SP19 American Kitchen, by Smith's Farm Store, Reinforcements Design, The Good Table Family Restaurant, by Solid Rock Ag, Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, by VEN Enterprises, Remington IGA, Farney Service Center, Preferred Insurance, by Hopkins Electric, Kit Kat Tanning, and by Newton County Economic Development. This is Indiana High School Basketball on the Q, 97.7 FM WLQI.
The proceeding has been a special presentation of WLQI Sports. Stay tuned for more classic rock on the Q.